A 20-minute reflection. We can begin to see that our thoughts are not facts. They are just mental events arising and passing, like all other events in our lives. We can easily take the thoughts that appear in our minds for granted. We assume that they are true and believe that we must act on them. With mindfulness, we are trying to relate to our thoughts differently, not taking them so seriously or buying into the stories they are telling us. When you react, remind yourself that you most probably identify with the story coursing through your mind and not the actual facts. It can be helpful to ask yourself, what are the facts? And sometimes we will realize we don't even know the facts and that our behaviors are based on all our perceptions and interpretations. Ask yourself, what assumptions am I making? What do I know to be really true? There are thoughts that I call life sentences that often have no factual truth to them. Often I hear people say they are unlovable. I ask them, are you in a relationship? Do you have good friends? And they say, yes. I respond by saying, how can you possibly be unlovable when you are in a romantic relationship and you have good friends? If you got this far in life, somebody must have loved you. So let's begin to declutter the mind of some of these life sentences that have shaped your world and kept you trapped in a story. I'm going to list some thoughts that tend to occur frequently in the mind. I'm unlovable. Nobody loves me. I'm a loser. I hate myself. I'm gross. Write down some of your own life sentences and ask yourself, whose voice is that in my head? Who or what shaped that voice in my head? Try to see that these life sentences are things that you were made to think about yourself in childhood. Now take a couple of minutes to write down your life sentences. If I said to you, you have carrots growing out of your ears, would you believe it? No, So why do we believe some of these thoughts? We need to remember that while our thoughts can appear true and we think they require acting on, we need to pause because our thoughts are just thoughts and not absolute truths. Ask yourself, are these thoughts really true? And if you say yes, how do you know they are true? And even if you can find evidence for the validity of the thoughts that you have written down, ask yourself, what other thought could I have that would change this thought I think of as true? The mind will produce thoughts. This is what the mind does. When we experience feeling tone, thoughts pop up. Thoughts that try to protect us by taking us away from the experience in the body. Now begin to resource yourself and write down some positive, nourishing life sentences that will give you some emotional freedom. For example, I'm good at what I do. There are people who love me. I am courageous. You choose your own and take the next couple of minutes to write down some nourishing life sentences.